People who get their power from AES Indiana are going to have higher rates for the next 3 months to pay for an unexpected months-long outage at the Eagle Valley natural gas plant. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the state says it will investigate the matter, and if the utility can't prove those costs are justified, customers might get a refund.
The utility, formerly called Indianapolis Power and Light, says the outage happened when employees had issues trying to restart the plant after it was down for maintenance. That forced AES to buy power off the energy marketplace, costing $1.2 million. But Jennifer Washburn with the Citizens Action Coalition says the outage was AES's error, and the company should absorb the cost.
Ratepayers paid for this power plant already. Ratepayers have paid for the fuel. We're going to pay for the maintenance and repairs that were caused by this outage. So we're already paying for enough.
The average AES residential customer's bill will go up about an extra dollar a month through February. The company says it took steps to reduce costs for customers. Due to an unrelated incident, the Eagle Valley plant still isn't running. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.